Macmillan Audio presents Oathbringer, Book 3 of the Stormlight Archive by Brandon Sanderson. Read for you by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. For Alan Layton, who was cheering for Dalinar and me before Stormlight even existed. Preface and Acknowledgements. Welcome to Oathbringer. It's been a long road creating this book. I thank you for your patience. Stormlight books are a huge undertaking, which you might be able to infer from the large list of people below. If you haven't had the chance to read Edge Dancer, a separate Stormlight novella taking place between books 2 and 3, I'd recommend it to you now. Find it sold on its own or in the story collection Arcanum Unbounded, which has novellas and novelettes from all across the Cosmere. The universe in which this series, Mistborn, Elantris, Warbreaker, and others take place. That said, as always, every series is written so it can be read and enjoyed on its own without knowledge of these other series or books. If you're intrigued, you can find a longer explanation I've written at brandonsanderson.com/Cosmere, COSMERE. Now, on to the parade of names. As I often say, though my name goes on the cover, there are tons of people involved in bringing you these books. They deserve my most hearty of thanks, and yours as well, for their tireless work across the 3 years it took to write this novel. My main agent for these books, and everything else, is the wonderful Joshua Bilmes of Jabberwocky. Others at the agency who worked on them included Brady McReynolds, Christina Lopez, and Rebecca Eskildsen. Special thanks also go to John Berline, my UK agent of Xeno, along with all of the sub-agents who work with us around the world. My editor at Tor on this project was the ever-brilliant Moshe Fader. Special thanks to Tom Doherty, who has believed in the Stormlight project for years, and Devi Pillai, who provided essential publishing and editorial aid during the course of the novel's creation. Others at Tor who provided help include Robert Davis, Melissa Singer, Rachel Bass, and Patty Garcia. Carl Gold was our production manager and Nathan Weaver the managing editor, with Meryl Gross and Rafal Jibic in trade production. Irene Gallo was our art director, Peter Lutchen, the cover designer, Greg Collins, the interior designer, and Carly Summerstein, our proofreader. At Gallants Orion, my UK publisher, thanks goes to Gillian Redfern, Stevie Finnegan, and Charlotte Clay. Our copy editor on this book was Terry McGarry, who has done excellent work on many of my novels. The e-book was prepared by Victoria Wallace and Caitlin Buckley at Macmillan. Many people at my own company worked long hours to produce this book. A Stormlight novel is crunch time for us here at Dragonsteel, and so make sure to give the team a thumbs up, or in Peter's case, a block of cheese, next time you meet them. Our manager and chief operations officer is my lovely wife, Emily Sanderson. Vice president and editorial director is the insistent Peter Alstrom. Art director is Isaac Stewart. Our shipping manager, and the one who ships you all our signed books and t-shirts via the brandonsanderson.com store, is Kara Stewart. Continuity editor and holy keeper of our internal continuity wiki is Karen Alstrom. Adam Horn is my executive assistant and publicity marketing director. Emily's assistant is Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, and our executive minion is Emily Mem Grange. The audiobook was read by my personal favorite audiobook narrators, Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. Thanks again, guys, for making time in your schedule for this. Oathbringer continues the tradition of filling the Stormlight archive with beautiful art. We again have a fantastic cover illustration by Michael Whalen, whose attention to detail has given us an incredibly accurate rendition of Yasna Kulin. I love that she gets a place to shine on the cover of this book, and I continue to feel honored and grateful that Michael takes time away from his gallery work to paint the world of Roshar. It takes a variety of artists to recreate the styles found in the ephemera of another world, so this time around we worked with even more artists than before. Dan Dos Santos and Howard Lyon are responsible for the paintings of the heralds on the front and back end papers. I wanted these to have a style evoking classical paintings of the Renaissance and the later Romantic era, and both Dan and Howard exceeded expectations. These pieces are not only great art for a book, they are great art, period, deserving a place in any gallery. I should note that Dan and Howard also contributed their talents to the interior art, for which I'm also grateful. Dan's fashion pieces are good enough to be cover art, and Howard's line work for some of the new chapter icons is something I hope to see more of in future volumes. Ben McSweeney joins us again, providing 9 pieces of art for Chalon's sketchbook. Between a cross-continent move, a demanding day job, and the needs of a growing family, Ben has been ever consistent in delivering top-notch illustrations. He is a great artist and a quality human being. Also lending their talents to this volume with full-page illustrations are Miranda Meeks and Kelly Harris. Both have done fantastic work for us in the past, and I think you'll love their contributions this time around. In addition, a variety of wonderful people helped behind the scenes as consultants or facilitated other aspects of the art in this book. The David Rumsey map collection, Brent at Wood Sounds Flutes, Angie and Michelle at Two Tone Press, Emily Dunley, David and Doris Stewart, Sherry Lyon, Payden McRoberts, and Greg Davidson. My writing group for Oathbringer, and they often read submissions each week at 5 to 8 times the normal size, included Karen Alstrom, Peter Alstrom, Emily Sanderson, Eric James Stone, Darcy Stone, Ben Olson, Kaylin Zobel, Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, Alan Layton from Bridge 4 Layton, Ethan Scar from Bridge 4 Scarstedt, and Ben Don't Put Me in Bridge 4 Olson. Special thanks go to Chris John King for feedback on some particularly tricky scenes involving Teft, Will Hoyam for some advice on paraplegics, and Michelle Walker for some special advisement on passages involving specific mental health issues. Beta readers included, take a deep breath, Aaron Biggs, Aaron Ford, Adam Hussey, Austin Hussey, Alice Arneson, Alex Hodge, Aubrey Pham, Boa Pham, Becca Horn-Reppert, Bob Klutz, Brandon Cole, Darcy Cole, Brian T. Hill, Chris John King, Chris Kluva, Corey Aitchison, David Behrens, Deanna Koval-Whitney, Eric Lake, Gary Singer, Ian McNatt, Jessica Ashcraft, Joel Phillips, Jory Phillips, Josh Walker, Michelle Walker, Kalyani Paluri, Rahul Pantula, Kellen Neumann, Christina Kugler, Lindsay Lynn Luther, Mark Lindberg, Marnie Peterson, Matt Weens, Megan Kahn, Nathan Natum Goodrich, Nikki Ramsey, Paige Vest, Paul Christopher, Randy McKay, Ravi Persaud, Richard Fife, Ross Newbury, Ryan Drahey Draher Scott, Sarah Safi Hansen, Sarah Fletcher, Shivam Bhatt, Steve Gadecki, Ted Herman, Trey Cooper, and William Wan. Our Beta Rita comment coordinators were Christina Kugler and Kellen Neumann. Our Gamma readers included many of the Beta readers again, plus Benjamin R. Black, Chris Gunner McGrath, Christy Jacobson, Corbett Rubert, Richard Rubert, Dr. Daniel Stange, David Hung Ting Chow, Donald Mustard III, Eric Warrington, Jared Gerlach, Jareth Grief, Jesse Y. Horn, Joshua Combs, Justin Coford, Kendra Wilson, Carrie Morgan, Lindsay Andrus, Ling Ting Tzu, Loggins Merrill, Marcy Stringham, Matt Hatch, Scott Escujuri, Stephen Stinnett, and Tyson Thorpe. As you can see, a book like this is a huge undertaking. Without the efforts of these many people, you'd be holding a far, far inferior book. As always, some final thanks goes to my family, Emily Sanderson, Joel Sanderson, Dallin Sanderson, and Oliver Sanderson. They put up with a husband father who is often off in another world, thinking about high storms and nights radiant. Finally, thanks to you all for your support of these books. They don't always come out as quickly as I'd like, but that is in part because I want them to be as perfect as they can get. You hold in your hands a volume I've been preparing and outlining for almost 2 decades. May you enjoy your time in Roshar. Journey before destination.